Good morning. This week's parsha opens with the words "Vayishma Yisroi Koyin Midian Choytzin Moshe," and obviously there's a glaring question which Mefarshim ask. On one hand, the words "Koyin Midian Choytzin Moshe" is a chastir shnei afochem b'neizeich. On one hand, you say he's the shver of Moshe Ishulikim, the greatest human being who ever walked the face of planet Earth. Umeidach, you tell me who is he? Koyin Midian Sheovat Kol Avidzor Shabeilu. The chief galah for all Avodah Zarah. Well, then also you find one of the seven names of Yisrael is Putil. The pasuk says, Elozer ben Aaron, the future Kohen Gadol. He made a shit. Who's the Yichus, the Manshak, the Rashka Bahag that he married into? Putil, the daughter of Putil. Who's Putil? Yisrael says, Rashi, she peeped him a golem of Avodah Zarah. He fattened calves of Avodah Zarah. As Rashi brings with the Goran Tzoytim. The Idich the Bechilta says, why was he called Putil? She nifter me have a desorah. He abandoned all the heathen pagan idolatry. Chastira minei ubei. I tried, Bechala gera, Valtruva, you're not supposed to be masking him, his past. And here the Pasuk underlines that he was a Koyan Midian, that Pitim Agolam have a desorah. Then Rashi says, Vayishma Yisrei, Mashmu Hashem Uba, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Melchemes Hamolik. Everyone asks, what do you do? All the kashas. To understand this, I just have a little pea brain mind. I only keep track of one thing every week. So I was kaching this week. First of all, you have to understand also why Yisrael, the fact that Yisrael joined Kal Yisrael, is that Dabba from Matan Torah, as I said in Zohar HaKadosh and Svar. What's the connection between Yisrael and Matan Torah? The Kal this week, I was kaching in the Inyan of Chamish Asa B'Shvat. What's the connection to Yisrael? It's Pasha. You're not going to be a genius to work out. Vayish, Vayistri, Koyin Midian, is Gimatria, Estri, Chita, Geffen, Tein. Which are the four deis, the Chazal, of the Chet, Eitz, Hadas. What were they? And all of them, the Tzedin, Zohar, HaKadosh, are all correct. On different Bechinas, different levels. What is the connection between Eitz, Hadas and Yisri coming? It's back to. Everyone knows that it says in all the Sforim, HaKadoshim, that Chamisha also B'Shvat, which we just celebrated yesterday, is a day which is mesugal to be mesak in the chet eitz hadas. And therefore, the words, Esri, Chito, Geffen, Te'ena, which we said is Vayishma Yisra Koyim Midian, with the 15 letters, is Begimachia Chamisha Asr B'Shvat. As the Jikova writes in a Teresh. Hello? Okay. What's going on here? The fees that, just accept this, that's in Svarim HaKadoshim, right? The fees that many things are answered. First of all, the Lashna Mishnah. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was economical, very, you know, medayik in his words. He says, what's the Lashna Mishnah? Be'echod b'shvat Rosh Hashanah for what? Azoi? That's in the Zionist version of the Mishnah. No. Be'echod b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilon. Not ilon nois. Plural. Now, you don't gotta be a... Is it only for one tree, for figs, for dates? It's Rosh Hashanah le'ilon, no, it's plural. So why did it say Rosh Hashanah le'ilon? But overall, the Sforim are medayik. Be'echad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilon kid divrei be'sham. U'beis hil amrim b'chamish osim. With kid divrei be'sham. Now, pshat is azoy. Say this for. Because the Iker Mishpot on Chamisha Aser B'Shvat is for the one Ilon. The Iker of the Yontif, the central theme of the Yontif, is the Tikkun for the one Ilon. The Lashon of Chazal, the Braisa, Gemara Brachot of them, Ilon She'ochal Mimenu of the Marishon, one Ilon. So Chamisha Aser B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for that Ilon, the Tikkun, to remedy, to rectify the Chet Eitz Hadas. And once he ate from that ilon, there became a klola in the arura hadama b'avrecha koyitz v'darder tatzibiach loch. There was a kilkul pagam in the whole bria in the earth and all the fruit trees, etc., etc., which will only say Chazal return when Mashiach comes. Will be the gul. What, however, is the kesh? That's why it says losh ilon. What is the kesh at this machlo? Why dafkin shvat? And why dafka these 2 days? You don't got to be a rocket scientist. As far as Magdalene, speak about it in the Sistei Marash Engel for the Mashiach Rav. It's brought in the Shas and Truvas Eretz Asfi from the Kosher Glover. Many places. It's Kid Divrei Beshami. It's Lishitos Behektim. The Gemara says in Yevomis, Daf Lamed Zayin, that the Uber is only Nicker after Shlish Ibur. right? Only after the first trimester could you recognize the pregnancy. The world is judged on Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei, and all the Shefa is Nigzer at that moment. When does it come down that it begins to bud, to be the Chanota, to be Iker, you could see it in Gashmias in this world, that which was Nigzer and Ruchni is the Ilm is the Yoinim, right? So the Chur is the first trimester. If there are 12 months in a year, last time I counted, in a normal year, so what's one third of the year? 4 months. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevis. Therefore, 4 months after Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei, that becomes Rosh Hashanah Le'ilam, Kedivrei Beishamah. Mashenke Bezhil says, don't go after Rosh Hashanah, Echad B'Tishrei, go after Chag HaSukkos. Why? Because what is the difference between Beishamah and Bezhil? We all know. Shammai was a captain. Shammai was Midas HaDarizal, was Midas HaGvura, din, severity, harshness, letter of the law. Therefore, when does Beishamai reckon the 4 months coming from when? The Yom HaDin, Oyim V'Noira, which is Rosh Hashanah, it's called, even in English, called days of awe, fear, trepidation. Right? L'shitasi. Because he emphasizes the Midas of Gvura, the Midas of Yira. Masha'en came Beis Hillel, who come from a place of Chesed, of Avo, right? By the way, just parenthetical. Therefore, he says, wait. And 2 weeks later is Sukkos, which is the 15th of Tishrei, right? Which Sukkos is Lakachtum Lechem B'Yimarishin, Pirish Abarditcha, the Makdush Levi, Ayodua, Rishu the Cheshbin Avoinus, which Shuvim Avo, Desdoinus, Nasaloik, Zochis. So 4 months after Sukkos is Chamisha Osir B'Shvat. And this is L'shitasim, Kedivrei B'Shami, L'shitasim. We know there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Tafchavei, Sadin B'tzitzis, if you have Kalayim in your Tzitzis. So Beishamai says, you're Potter, and Beisil says, you're Chayiv. Why? Because the Pasuk says, it says in the Torah, right? L'isilba Shatniz, Temer Pishtav Yachtav. Beis Hill, however, holds, B'daraisa Al-Kabonim, it's permitted. Why is it permitted? Because the smichos of Gedil and Tazalach teaches us a rule, as the Gemara rules in Yevam is Tavdalid, and here we have a principle that Asay Doicha Loisesay, to which Beishamai doesn't subscribe. Therefore, your potter, Sadin B'tzitzis. Hello. What's the logic? The Ramban in this week's parasha on the Sefer Dibris, that the Zachar Yom HaShabbos the country, says Asays and Asay come from Av, thou shalt do. Loisesay, thou shalt not, come from fear, Yira. So Beis Hillel, who's Midas HaChesed, Midas HaAvo, holds that Avo is Doicha Yira, Asay, therefore, is Doicha Lois Asay. Therefore, what is the Iker? The Iker is Sukkos, the Yontif of Avo. Zman Simchoseinu, as Forum of Deshim say, Yomazm and Simcha, the whole year, the Chag HaSukkos. Mashenke Beishamai, Yuzuch Midas HaDin, he says, Be'echod Beshvat, Kid Divrei Beishamai, which is L'shitosim all over Shas. Therefore, just derech agav, if he said the sforim akdushim amadayik, when it comes to Beis Shammai, it says ke divrei, u Beis Hillel oimrim. See, as I, the diuk in Rabbi Nachman's lashon mishnah is dibur is lashon kosher, amir is lashon raka is rachmim. When it comes to Beis Shammai, now ke divrei Beis Shammai. When it comes to Beis Hillel oimrim. That mamish moedit. The fees are vetrech. And Pasuk says, "In b'chukoy say teleichu." The Eibushter promises us, "V'nasna oret yivula, ve'ez asada yitain period." Says the Gemara in Yevam, "Estaf kufi beiz." Omar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Omar Rav, asida ilon eisrak shebe Eretz Yisrael shi'atziu peiros. The barren trees that today are barren trees will be able to give off fruit. It says in Sforim Makdoshim, on every Chamisha Osir B'Shvat, there's a diun in Shemayim, a Mishpat, whether or not, when the Sraf is Oilu B'Ilon, Kolosh Nagamora, whether or not this coming year will only be what here the two are Ilone Peris, or maybe the Ilone Srak will fight to be able, and the Klol of Adam Arishin will be in this battle, right? And therefore, the Barn of Erov, in Chamra Tova, but in Keren Yeshua from the River Teacher, the eight hasoda yitim period gimachia chamisha osur b'shvat. That we could be zoicha. That will come the time of tikkun. And Rabbi Avram Shor's Lablunzayin is moisif lefiza. This doesn't only apply to trees in the wald somewhere. The person who hears the two is an Elon Srak. He's barren. He doesn't give up fruit, right? Chamisha Osir Bishvat, which we'll soon see at the time of Tshuva. All right? And therefore, he says, that's why, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not a great daikin, but Kim Dumani, every year, Chamisha Osir Bishvat falls out in Shevim. Hello? You know, hello? Yeah. Srak is Gimachia Shevim, 360. Which, the tikkun of Shevim is that a person shouldn't be an Elon Srak, he should be Meiti Peiris. And that's why Elon Srak is Gimachia Yishmol, which is the source of all Taivis, Chesed L'Umazah, the Yoitze, which goes out from Avram Avinu, from Kedusha, right? Which is one of the challenges of the Dor of Ikvus of the Mashiach when we're under Golos Yishmol. And on this, the pasuk says, "Until the impona el tefilas ha'arar v'le bozas tefilosam," that the Eibishter listens even to the tefillah of the desolate, barren person. Tikosiv zoyis l'der achren, even in the last generation of the Golos Yishmol, with all the tivus and all the rubbish in front of you, all the sewers in front of you. Nevertheless, you can have the ability to get out of the mess. And therefore, the Mashgiach says, "Meri tigavortz." Tu Bishvat is gimatria, since Tu Bishvat is a time where you can come to the tikkun of the Chet Ezadat, which is the source of all tzaras and all golos. Tu Bishvat is gimatria Nachmu Nachmu Ami, and Nachmu Nachmu Ami Yemer Likechem is gimatria Chodesh Hachamishi, which is the Chodesh Hachamishi in the year. My dear sweet holy friend, it depends where you're counting. If you're counting from Nisan, then it's Tu B'Av. If you're counting for Shvat from Tishrei, it's Tu B'Shvat. You don't have to be a rocket scientist, a genius, a Kabbalist to figure out, as the Bnei Yisrael says, Mufurish, that Tu B'Av, which is the time of Shiduchim, and Tu B'Shvat, both of whom are interrelated. They're both, by the way, I mean, the simplest level, they're, the Gemara says, Arboim, Yoyim, Koydim, Yetzirah, Savad, the Gemara in Soito, is already their Machrus, Batoy, the Shiduchim, right? When did the Eibishter create the world? When did Bereishis Bara Elokim chronologically take place? My dear sweet holy brother, it depends if you hold like based on Rebbe Lozer or hold like Bishua, right? According to Rebbe Lozer, it was Chafei El. If according to Rebbe Yeshua, it was Chafei Adar. So what's 40 days before Chafei El is Tu B'Av. And what's 40 days before Chafei Adar? Tu B'Shvat. The same Bechina in Ruchnis. Hello? And therefore, the Minig Yisrael is, since this is a time when of Nachmu Nachmu Ami Tu B'Shvat, right? Therefore, we know it's connected. Shvat is connected to the letter Tzaddik, which Tzaddik is Geula. Mashiach is called Tzemach Tzomachti. In the pasuk, I said myself, the Mantzapach letters Tzaddik is connected to Geula Sido, as is Yedua. And therefore, we eat from the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael to show our Shtuikigus for the Peiros of Eretz Chemdo. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon says the Mashkiach is Gimatri Elocha Etein Eretz Kenoan. And therefore, everyone, the Minig Yisrael, and also with Israel, Bezman Azeh, is everyone, say, you have stores, you have, it's not like I'm all in Poland, right? Everyone tries to get a new fruit for Chamisha Osir B'Shvat, and you make a bracha. What bracha do you make on the new fruit? Besides the Bere Pirates. Oh, what's the Gimachi? Boruch Ato Hashem, Likainu Melech Oilim, Shechionu V'Kimonu, V'Kionu L'Zman Azeh, is B'Gimachi 1,888, L'Zaracha Etein Esa Oretz. Again, I have 100 other Gimachis, but I'm not going to bore you a bit of this coffee after breaking Esa Hora, and not be Zeicha to be the okay, that's the, in other words, I see, in a nutshell, to summarize the beginning, Chamisha Osir B'Shvat is the Tikkun of the Eitz Adas, which is the source of all the Golos, of all the Tzoris, yes? And therefore, it's a time that a Yid is mishtoikik to go back to where we came from, that the Asida Elon Yisrak, Sheber Yisrael, to give up papers. Okay, that's a general principle. But more specifically, I want to zero in and focus, of all the four possibilities, which all are correct, Elu Ve'elu, we're going to focus on the Manda Omar, which the Ramban says in Parshas Emor, and so Rabbeinu Bechariah brings the Parshas Bereishis, Al-Pikabalot is the Shita Hamitis, that the Eitz Hadas that Adam HaRishon ate was Dafka and Eser. Okay? The Fi Zeh Vetrecht, right? That the Bnei Yisoscha brings, B'Shem Kabbalah Mirabi Seinu, right? That it's a Minig Yisrael, that a Chamisha Osir B'Shvat, one Davin, Shavah Kosher Mehudin Tika Esrig, for for Chag HaSukkos. God, they tell the story, in Katsk there was a gvir called the Hirschlei. And once they were sitting at a Suda for L'chovid, and the Katsk, they brought a salted fish, very expensive, they'll say, a rarity. And the Kotzker took the fish, and he said, in the fish, this was called roig. You know, the was called roe in English. The little eggs, you know. And in Poland, that was considered to be a gewaltig delicacy. This guy, Schleib, the gvir. So he wanted to mechabit him. So he called him over, the Kotzker, who was very, very economical with words, and he spoke in mysterious ways. And he said, Schleib, esroig. Eat the roe, that's for you. What are you going on about? Eat the roe? They only understood it next year when it came, there was a war broke out in Poland, and they couldn't get a roe. The geises were mitzuyas. Punktus Hirschleib, who was a gvir, was a seicher, he was at the chutzloritz, and he managed to acquire a esrig with a mahudr, right? And he brought it to Kotsk, and Ramacha Mendel of Kotsk, later had a esrig. And then the chassidim, suddenly the penny dropped, and that's when he understood that Tu B'Shvat is the time you must bow for Esrog Holder. And thus he said to Hirschleib, Esrog. There was a great tzaddik in Natali Hirschke of Ratzfurt. And he had the meaning that Tu B'Shvat, he would say the whole Sefer of Tilim to ensure that he has Esrog. One day, one year, he finished half of Tilim, emergencies, you know, whatever. He's a rebbe, like he's a tzaddik. People came to him, Yeshua's. And he only completed half of Tiluf. That following Sukkot, we said so many people were the Yad Kol Mashmash in his Esrig, because they all wanted a bench on the Tadik's Esrig. Can you do it? Half the Esrig, one side became totally black from the Pashat, the hands, the sweat, you know. He said, yes, Fashtayach, right? Normally, I say the whole Tiluf, I end up with the Esrig Mahudr. This year, I only said half a Tiluf, so I had half an Esrig, which is a Mahudr, and half a Tiluf, which is Shvart's black. Be'emes is brought in Magli Tzedek, the Deja brings, the Welt says that Chamisha also B'Shvat is the Yontif of Adam HaRishon. Why do they say that? Because we know that Adam HaRishon was told the day you eat from the forbidden fruit, you're going to die. And Chazal say that he saw in the winter, suddenly after Rosh Hashanah, Tishri, the days are getting shorter and shorter. And he thought, this is the Misa, it's all over. You know, it's like, soon the sun won't be coming out and we'll die. Right? The opposite of global warming, the global... freezing, right? When he came around this time of the year and he saw, Baruch Hashem, the days are getting a bit longer, that's how the Welt says. Also, but the days is faker. The tikkun, the biruchnius of Chamisha also B'Shvat is he saw there was a tikkun for the chet of Adam HaRishon, for the chet that he sinned. Darura Adam HaBavarech. And so it's brought, there's a beautiful sefer called B'Choy Yivarech Yisrael from Levi Yitzchak of Ujuren, I don't know who's you guys are a revisioner, no? The anacle of the original, of the Sabbath revision. And he brings, in his Sefer, right? Therefore we eat Peiris, the Minig Yisrael is to eat Peiris on Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, to be Mesakin, that Vatikach B'Piriya Vatech. Al Derech, you know, it says, in the Pasuk says, I'll get the Pasuk. Pasuk says that Adam HaRishon says to the Eibishter, "Ho Isher Shanasati Modi, He Nosnali Minoetz." Next word, "Va'uichal." Doesn't say "Achalti Loinem." Right? Eight past tense. "Va'uichal." Achalti. "Va'uichal." Stell sich der Scheile. All the Irish oil in the worship. The Berem Chai. Adam HaRishon. It's your kapush l'gam shbaruch. Okay, he made a mistake. He listened to his wife. Rule number one: never. Right? Yeah. Or to say to the Eibishter, pull him around. Achalti v'ochaloids. Ach, what's been also? So Levi Yitzchak teaches him, there's Levi, Alder, says, brought from the Shpitovka and other tzaddikim. Achalti v'kilkalti. Achalti v'esak. I made a kilkul, I made a pagam in Velten. Through I ate, and now I'll eat again, and through my further eating will be a tikkun for the kilkul. That's pet. Achalti in the past, negative. V'uichal uida will be mesakin. and therefore he brings, we eat payers for the tikkun, as the pasuk says, Maram is ach pri latzadik, ach pri is gimatria shvat, tzadik is the letter of this month, and as it's brought in the shlucha, ilon chanoto shvat is gimatria das, the tikkun of the chet etzadas. God brought a story here in Kaddishin, that when the holy Rishner was imprisoned in jail, Kiyadua, he told his family afterwards that came before Sukkot a goy. Mamish says, Mamish a goy. Not a yid dressed up in goyish, a Mamish a goy. And he came to him, he brought him an esrog, and he said, this apple, I don't know why the goyim always speak about Adam ate the apple. It's a Christian thing, right? But the goy comes to him with an esrog. He obviously knew the Tosfos and Tainus and the Tosfos and Shabbos. That when the Atzayar is what? The Tapuach is esrog. He said, Adam Arishin ate from this apple and destroyed the world, Pugim, calculated the world. And you're the Tzadik in Chacham Ador. By you taking this Esrog, you will be Mesakin, the Chet of Adam Arishin. So the Rishner said, have you ever seen in your life a Goy, an Oral, who's a Zapikech? He understood the secret that when Yidin take an Esrog on Sukkis, Rishin the Cheshman, Avoinis, first Aveira ever mankind ever performed, the Esrig, right? And therefore you could be Misakin as the whole Indian. As is brought in Panam Yafis, the Haflos of the Muri Digavor, if you take the words Eitz Hadas, what's the Gematria of Eitz Hadas? 639. Where's the Mishnah book? Oh, 639. It has good and bad, Toivana. Take away Ra, 270, from 639, what do you got? 369, which is Gematria, Eitz Hoder. When you take out the negativity, the Ra, from the Eitz Hadas, you're left with the Eser. Right? Therefore, says Rav Moshe Mordechai of Lelov, we'll see again later, I saw that the Pinskalina Rebbe brings this, everyone knows the Maimer Shogar Meshugar, the Degel brings this, and Vashem and others, Eser Aleph Tov Reish Gimel is written in Trikun, Al Tivayani Regal Gaiv. The Esrog is a symbol of humility. Why is the Esrog a symbol of humility? Said the Holy Lelev Rebbe, because what we discussed this last week and week before. What is the Sheirish from the Chet Eitz Hadas? The Satan, the Nochash, Akadmoini, seduced man and said, if you'll eat from this fruit, your eyes will open. Vayisim Kelikim, Yoide Eitayfara. In other words, the Sheirish of the Chet Eitz Hadas, that man wanted to be the rabbi doctor type, a professor, right? And Asher Alkei, he'll be Yoyi Zeitayvara. I'm not going to accept things because David just said, because whatever, I'm going to be a thinker, whatever. Yoyi Zeitayvara. Which really the source of that is what? Gaiva. So what is the tikkun of the Chet Eitz Hadas? Anova. So therefore, Esrig, which is the source of the problems, right? Is dafka the tikkun Eitz Hadas is dafka through shviras agayva. Now you understand a bit Yisrael. Yisrael suddenly comes to join the Jewish people. Now he suddenly had this gewaldige, the penny dropped. He realized there's an Abishtin in the world. Decades ago, he already was a great, incredible sacrifice. He threw away Avodah Zarah and everyone was pining his him and his family and his daughters. Right? We'll split them all. What happened? Says the Tzemach Dovid, Reb Dovid Ludinovers, he said, of course he knew there's an Abrish or a creator, right? But initially he was a doctor. He took a course in comparative religion, and eventually he realized, oh, Yiddishkeit is Eves. You know, monotheism, he joined that party. But now, Mashmu Ashama Ubo, he's living in Midian land. He lived another 100 years in Midian land. He sees after Kriyas Yamsuf, the whole world saw Givaldige Eskalos Likus in the world, etc., etc. The Almud is Kastia, the Havaklam Bosha, all the Gutazach. And the whole world saw it. And right afterwards, who comes? Amalek. Amalek is Gimatria, Ram, Gaiva. Amalek is known as Das, the Sitrachra of Das, the Klippo. And after all the Gila Likus in the world, right? The doctor, the professor could find the master, some kind of teretz, the way. If after Kriyas Yamsuf comes, the famous word, comes in Amalek, is the Charaya knowing, intellectual understanding is insufficient, right? I gotta be mevatel myself, to be mafkir myself in the midbar, to go out of kvedish al olam, and to join Moshe Rabbeinu and Kal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of all emuna, which is the opposite of the chet eitz hadas hanochash, which is amalek. He, she, ani. I said many times, yesh and ani, which is self-centered, whatever. Therefore, his son is medayik as kol asher also elikim lemoisha. Ki hoitzi. Next word, havaya is his own time. You started off with elikim, and yet elikim is gimatria teva. There's an ebershtu which is knowable, which you could see his handwork, and then there's havaya who transcends understanding, whatever. And now suddenly Yisri realizes afterwards that havaya and elikim is one and the same, and a person ultimately has to attach himself to something which is higher. Asher hitzel es ha'om, which is gimatria, esri, chita, yayin, te'enu. Again, therefore Rashi is, everything is ruch, kodesh, whatever. What does Rashi say? V'yesh ma Yisroi? Ma shmu ha'sham abo. What's ma?
Anova.
V'nachnu ma. Ma shmu ha'sham abo. Till now, he was just sitting there on his throne or whatever in his palace. Now he chapped the idea of anova, of bitul. Therefore, he decided to come. He has to join Moshe Rabbeinu, which is therefore I understand why the coming of Yisrael is the preface to Matan Torah, whether chronologically but certainly in spiritually. Because what is Kriyas? What is Matan Torah all about? Naaseh v'nishma, as the Magen Tzedek famous. Naaseh v'nishma is the Indian to put away your understanding and to do because the Eibusher said. Therefore, right after Matan Torah, by the way, there's the mitzvah also got the mitzvah of Hagbolah. Yidden have a teva to go higher. They want to understand. They want to. You know, you deal with. I deal with my profession. I deal with Jews all the time. Right? I wish I was a plumber sometimes. I deal with good. I deal with Jews, and you know, Yidden sometimes are like curious people, never satisfied. Asking. That's the nature of Yidden. What is the I usually get my shul. I get Aliyah for whatever. I serve the rabbis. I get Aliyah for Kabbalah for mutton for Sarah's Dibbs, right? Okay, you're mamish like veer. You know, you're out to, yeah? And mamish like the greatest moment in human history. I always say this in the Talmud Rebbe, the whole Arichas. The heavens are shaking, this kailis, uvrakim, the mountain is quivering and quaking. What does the Abish just say to Moshe? Go down, raid, lech, raid, hey, boom. Like, suddenly you're at mamish, there was anticlimactic pasuk in the Chumash. You're about to mamish, the heavens are about to open. Because to receive the Torah, you have to have hagbolas, you have to have boundaries, you have to have parameters, you have to have discipline. Otherwise, the gate. The opposite of your nature. There's a whole arichas. I'm not going to repeat this. A whole shmiz. The whole idea of Matan Torah. When the Eibishter wanted to give the Torah, he went to Bnei Edom, he went to Bnei Amon and Moav, he went to Yishmael, and he asked, "What does it say in your Torah?" He gave him one pasuk. You notice every pasuk he said to that nation is exactly that which is the opposite of the Torah. Because the idea of Matan Torah is to be an Oved Elikim, as we said last week, 2 weeks ago from Perek Tezvav and Tanya. Oved Elikim means not to serve yourself, not what comes easy for you, not what you're comfortable with, not for your routine and your convention. It's the opposite of what you are. To mevatel yourself to the Eibush. That's the essence of what Yiddishkeit is all about. And therefore you understand, by the way, it's Mamish Me'oid Yumtuk. Well, one of the inyonim brought in Sforam HaKadoshim of Chamish Elser B'Shvat is the Shloshim Yoyim Kodem HaChag HaPurim. Why is that? Says in Sforam HaKadoshim, if you remember, there's a Chazal, Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yuches, when the Eibishter told Adam HaRishon that Kodz V'Dar Dar Tatzmiach Loch, Zolgu Ein of the Mois. Doesn't say he had a stroke or a heart attack. He started crying. Why? Zolgu Ein of the Mois. Why does get ain't of? Because that's bocha. That's all good ain't of the most. When the Eibishter told him bezeias apech v'toichol lechem, this karadite, he was a bit comforted. What's pshat? The Tevlev explains parshas Koyrach grad because Koyrach is Oisius Chakar. He was also a rabbi doctor type. He what? I figured it out myself also. Okay, shkoyach. When you write your sefer, you could write that in. Okay, yeah. You'll soon see why you're so right. You don't even Niba Vlayoda Vaniba, you don't know how deep you are. What? Lech Raid is the Rabbi Doctor. Okay, fine, very good. You'll soon see Tifa, right? The Eibishter created of the Marishi is the Kapov Shokodesh Boruchu, he had natural emuna. Tiviatik emuna. Aber Chava said it's not good enough. Right? We have to get involved. V'tai v'hila einayim. That's einayim means you see. V'nechmar o'eitz. L'haskil. Ooh, you got your doctorate, right? Therefore, she took it and she ate. Now we'll have eitz adas toivara. Says the holy B'nai Yisoskar Nagar, the Kala, Rebu, Mekoymis, B'nai Yisoskar. So what were they putting? Till now you had to be Hirus Emun. Hashem, Elikeinu Hashem, I said this 1,000 times to you, Echod, with a big Dalit. Afterwards you have Acher, the opposite, also with a big Reish. Hello? What is the difference between a Dalit is 4? Reish is 200. Rabbi, you started a book, what is the difference between 200 and 4? 196. Which is Gimach? What's the difference between a Dalit and a Reish? They look exactly the same. They mean the same, both mean poor. One has little kuitz at the end. That makes a Dalit out of a Reish. Right? The sin of Adam Arishin, you're a rabbi doctor with your Dalit Reish, is kuitz v'dar dar tatzmiachoch. This ambiguity between the Dalit and the Reish. Therefore it says, Leich, after Cheto Egel, which is a repetition, Chosur Zu Amasam, right? Like raid, Kishir Chesamcho. As the Beis Oscar said, you didn't think of yourself, right? And therefore, the Shragi Yoyer in Aaron Ezu says, that's Pshat, it's called Cheta Egel, Miloshin Eagle. They rounded off the spitz on the Dalid and became Acher, right? Therefore, Milchom El Hashem Ba'amalek, which is Gimakhtre El Acher, is what? Midur, dar, dar, dar. And therefore, you remember the Gemara in Shabbos from Zayim B'Lev Baruch? He went to Alei Shvat Yoren and Yakir Talmudei, and instead of Achoydesh, Azelochem, Hacheresh. Yeah, but he made from a dollar into a resh. He became a cheresh. A cheresh means someone who doesn't hear, which is the opposite of Shema Yisrael, to listen. Once you have the dollar, the two cuts and cup is geendig. You become a cheresh instead of a shimeya, right? Yeah, that's why when you say Kriyat Shema, cover over your eyes, right? What? That's the inyan of Nasa v'Nishma. The Chidah says Nasa is to do the mitzvahs. V'Nishma is the inyan of Shema Yisrael of Kriyat Shema, right? Not to become a Chayrish, to be a Shemeya. And therefore Chazal say it's Meridi Chazal. L'hoya Teiretz V'Chol L'Sahaschil Ela Me'achoy Tzalachem. Why was the Abish the Megalva? What happened? The secret from Yom Aleph to Yom Hashishi, in the Schus that Yidin said Nasa v'Nishma. If you say Nasa v'Nishma, so you're not going to become a Cheirish. You're not going to become deaf to the Abish's call. V'chol v'chol. Says the Yitivlev, a person who makes changes from a Dalit to a Reish is thereby changing for the word Kodesh Kuf Dalitshin, holy. Scramble the letters with a Reish, you get the word Sheker. And therefore, the Jikiver says, the Atem, Atem is Oisius, Emes, Atem, the Atem Tili Mamleches Kehanim, the Goy Kodesh. When you have Emes and you don't have Sheker, you don't take the Dalit and make it into a Reish, then you become a Goy Kodesh. That's the Indian of Hagbel Esahor. Again, Gvulim, don't go into things, because then you will what? You will be machal the dalat reish from kodesh. You'll make sheker, right? Therefore, hagbel esahom. What's the next word? Vikidashto. You bring kedusha into yourself, into the world, right? That's why the inyan is 30 days before. We start off 30 days. Timcha es zecher amolek. Amolek is rom 240. How much take out zecher? 227. 240 minus 227. What do I got? Echot. The one Abishter, right? You with me? Hello. Yeah. Echod, not Acher. Who is the villain of Purim? Haman. Spell. Hey, hey. Mem, mem. Nun, vov, nun. What do you got? Are you guys alive? 196. Haman is the Koitz. From Zera Molik. Right? Therefore, remember when Haman made the poor and it fell out in the month of Adar, he rejoiced. What's so good about Adar for Haman? Because that's the month that who died? Aisha. What's the gematria of Yisrael? 541. What's the gematria of Moshe? 345. If I take Moshe out of Yisrael, how much is 541 minus 345? 196 is Kuitz. So that's the month that Haman thought that he would have what? A Shlita. You got my drift. Hello. Therefore, after the Chedei Tadas, the downfall of man, Zolgu Ein of the Mois, the eye which looks where it shouldn't look, right? He started, so the Eibishter know you'll have to plant. And the Gemara says, Amunas itecha, Amunas is the Tosus Brisbane Yishalmi, Amunas is Zroyim Shemamim Bechayelom and Vizereya, and that will restore your Amun. That Nachodaiti. So that's the Nachazach, Esrig. The Esrig is the opposite of what? The Gaiv, Amolik. Nishta, what do you see this weiter? Do you figure it? You say that the shayrish of what? Of why is Esrog Altvianiragogaivo? You remember there's a high priest entering into the Holy of Holy on Yom Kippur? He wears Big Day Love. Why doesn't he wear Big Day Zov? That's what you're saying. I'm telling you, you've overlooked the Yushalmi and Perek Zion of Yuma, right? 2 days. Listen to this. Krakavort. 2 days. One is because of gaiva. You're going in, you go contrite, like you wear a kittel. You go contrite with a broken heart, you know. There's nothing as wholesome as a broken heart. So you don't go in your Big Day Zov. In London, in the United Synagogue somewhere, you used to go kol nidre, you used to go with ties, bow ties, and tuxedos, and top hats. Like, go to serve it. Vayid, you go into... not with your bow tie and you think you go dancing in the gantium, right? That's one with the guy. Another reason, Omer Ablevi. Another reason, Enka Tegu Nazusani. I just told you that Sukkis we take in Esr. Why? Rishon Lecheshbon Avoyim. That was the thing that Adam Rishon said. Isn't there a problem of Enka Tegu Nazusani? The etzem, you would think, as all the Mepharshim say, that there should be no fruit in the world to be born bozui and moles and shikos lagavoya than Esther. How does Esther dafka? Hello? You're mechaper and you're meratza dafka with Esther. Hello? So it must be the pshat is why does the. I ain't kategor natsunegor, everyone has. Is the charaya that what? The answer why you're taking. Why, we pass in kategor natsunegor. Aye, so why did the Kohen Gadol wear Big Day Zov? The answer is Mishum Gaiva. Therefore, Esrig itself is Rosh Tevis, ain't Kategor Natsanik. Whatever. What did I say? I'll tell you like a guy. Maybe it says for the fees that I understand, I got a lot to say, I haven't started the shiur. The fees I understand why the Esrig itself becomes the symbol of Tshuva. Kiddua, the famous story in Rosh Duvda, for Ramat Chalun Verna. Who would take a dirty esrog full of pegumim and black dots and whatever, the worst esrog you could possibly find, built unbelievable, put it in the Aron Kodesh Erev, like before Kol Nidre, right? And he would tell the Olam, as matcha to tshuva, ill, and the tears and the demoys are to get away all of the, and he took out, after the Ilah took out his esrog, with the beautiful esrog tell. I'm not going through the Shem Shmuel, that you can only buy a Tregum after Yom Kippur. Because the Esrog itself becomes the Tshuva, and that is the Inyan of the Tshuva Mahava, where the Zoynis Nasa like Kazachias, and when Zoynis Nasa like Kazachias is brought in Sforum, and I've got no time to elaborate, that is the Inyan of what? That the Kategor Gufa becomes the Senegor. Hello? Okay, well, I have no time to elaborate. Well, the Nakuda, what I wanted to give this year, I wanted to start it, that was the beginning. The Nakuda is a very big word. In what way is this the tikkun? This is a beautiful ayuv yisrof and abdurof. Where? Why is again? Why is chamisha also b'shvat a tikkun for the chet etzadas? Do you know what happened? And just go. I could spend hours talking about this. How much a merzig is sugi? Before Adam Arishan sinned on day 6, which boy, that's why we have Rosh Hashanah on. Yeah, there was a few days earlier another great pagam in nature. The Eibusher told the Adomo that Eitz Pri, Oise Pri, Lemine. That means the Eibusher wanted that the Tam Ho Eitz and the Tam Ha Pri should be Shov, be the same. What did the earth give out? Vatoytzea Oretz, whatever. Eitz, Oise Pri, Lemine. But not Eitz Pri. Grada, there's a Binyan Dovid. Murdiga Binyan Dovid. He says, what was this? What was the. By the way, what is the only fruit that you know where the Tamo ate and the Tamo Priya Shavim? Sigmar and Sukkah. Eser. That's why, according to the Haflah, the Chumsofer brings the Haflah, his Rebbe, that's why the Nachash came with a Hasata, to be able to he said, Madach, something which rebelled against the Eibishter, and the earth gave out trees, which are not according to his command. You're allowed to eat, Kavachomer, the one tzaddik in the world, which is the Esrog, it didn't sin. It's the only one that listened to Hashem's plan, his command, his directive, that Yizichu, you could eat Kavachomer. No? Makes a lot of sense. Whatever. How much is it? The Binyan David says, the Gemara says, in Chul and Dafkutes, called the Osul Achrachmana Shara Lekavos. Right? Everything which is prohibited has an equal and opposite. So the Nochash came to Chava and said, Azoi. Where, he said the Eitz Hadas is what? Awesome. By the way, that's why it's called the Vina Rav. That's called Eitz Hadas. Everything else sinned. So everything is like a product of an Aveira, a rebellion against Hashem. Hello? Yeah? So when you eat something which is not pure, it brings a lack of clarity, a lack of behirus, lack of emun, etc., etc. But you'll eat the Eitz Hadas, the only tree which is kept its the Eibush's command, then it's an Eitz Hadas Toivara. All my arichas, all my rochalas. Nochmer, says the Binyan David, if everything that's prohibited has an equal and opposite, the same taste permitted, so the Eibush says, so what is mutter in the Eitz Hadas? Where do you have kid, something permitted? So it must be that when the Eibush said, don't eat from all the trees, he meant the tree itself, don't eat the bark. Or with the Peiris, you can eat, because otherwise you don't have anything permitted, which is like the Esrim. Okay, okay. So you, what is it? Did you say it? Call Eitz Hagan Achol Techal. But he said, so the Teich, what is the that you shouldn't eat? From the thing itself. Of the Peiris, you could eat. You could. Okay, hello? If you want to sin, you can fight Shalom. All right? Hello? Yeah? So, Norvoth, if everything would have been Tama Eitz and Tama Pri the same, then the Satan wouldn't have had a Pisgat. So all sin came because what? The earth didn't listen to the Abish. I guess the Halarich is a different kivun. But what's the Vort? There's an obvious $64,000 question that everybody asks. The Oiv Yisrael, the Abdurav, many ask, how in the world could a tree, nature, rebel against the Yotzer Brishis? Mele, man, has Bechira. You're an Odom. Min Hadoma, un Adam le'elin. Two, part angel, part beast. Right? You could rebel against Abishur. How could anything in nature, the Abishur said, eights, pre, whatever. Yeah, after top, yeah? What happened here? Says the Oiv Yisrael, a gewaldig Lord. I give Marathon's all. The eighth sin, as the Gemara says, in Nozer Daf Gimel, an Aveiru Lishma. It knew that man is ultimately going to sin. Because people are, you know, we're always, you know, we're human. Right? I always say only the husbands of old maids are perfect. All of us are sinners to the soul, what the common cold is to the body. We all, sooner or later, we all catch it. And the Oretz, the Mazel, the Malach knew about this. So it sinned first. And now that the Oretz rebelled against Hashem, whenever man will sin, there's a piskun pet. What do you want from this guy? Where does this Adam come? Why is he called Adam? I mean, Adam. He comes from a source that at least he rebelled days earlier against Abraham. Was willst du for him? Und das hat die Teiches, Zacharti ist bis die Janke, war was bis die Yitzchak, war was bis die Avram, Oskar? Was ist der Oretz, Oskar? Hello? By the way, who says this word? Rashi says this. Rashi says on this, by the creation of trees, right? That Rashi said he rebelled, the earth rebelled against the Eibishter, and the Fichoch, therefore, Kishinus Kalkel of the Marishin, it was punished also with it. What's the Fichoch? Why the? Because the Eibishter only waited, the Eibishter knew that it was Aveir Lishma, and it was a Pischan Peh for later when man will sin. You hear a word, right? So man comes from a negative origin, the source. Hello? That's why when a person passes away, what do they do with the body? In the earth. Right? That's the kapora from the zuama, the goof, etc., etc. This answers 100 other things also. Right? The sefer is moisif nachavot, anachatifavot. Everything, there was a nefesh hachiyunis, a nefesh tichlis in the Adam. A gishmak, a tam. And God only wanted to create man on day six, when the Adam has already given off all of its koyach into the papers. So all the tam that should have been given over to the Bria is already used out. Then you create man just from inert Adama, and therefore the part of man which comes from the Adama, i.e. the goof, should have no will and rotzen of itself, and should be totally subservient and be used as a keli for the Nisham. That was the plan. But because he didn't give over the tam in the Esra tree, hello? We left over tam, right, in the other trees. So therefore, the tam then went into man, and that's why the goof has its own agenda. Goofel fressen, goofel puffen, goofel parken, goofel farken, how you do it, right? And therefore, man initially is created in an incomplete way. What is the tikkun from the Eitz Hadas when a person makes himself kadom, becomes inanimate, right? That he's bot v'nafshika ofra l'koltia. That's the parsha of Yisroi, that's the parsha of Kabbalah Satayra, that's the central lesson from Chamisha Osir Bishvat. That, dafka through the bittel, which is the tikkun of the Eitz Hadas, we come to Bizoicha, to the Eitz Asad, the Eitim Piri, that we don't become Ilon Yisrak, that we're Moiti Peiris from all our Torah and Mas and Toif. Thank you.